I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Cinema Pacific Film Festival focuses on films and new media from countries that border the Pacific Ocean. In 2015, Wuxia martial arts films and Filipino cinema are featured, also the Fringe Festival of Interactive Media and the 72-hour Adrenaline Film Project. Among the movies is one by Eugene filmmakers that took them to Africa, Tall as the Baobab Tree, directed by Jeremy Teicher, who co-wrote the screenplay with Alexi Pappas. Alexi Pappas is also a two-time NCAA All-American runner, and the two of them are now working on a film together set in Eugene called Track Down. They're here with me in the KLCC studios. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, let's begin with Tall as the Baobab Tree. Give us just a brief overview of what that story is and why.
Tall as the Baobab Tree is a fiction film that blends reality with our narrative story, and it's about two sisters from a rural village in Senegal who are the first from their family to ever go to school. And one day, the younger sister, at age 12, finds out that she is meant to be put into an arranged marriage. And so the film follows what the two sisters do to try and prevent that from happening.
How do you bridge gaps of culture and language to tell an accurate but fictional story about arranged marriages in Senegal?
The project first started 5 years before we ever started shooting the film when I traveled there as a junior in college. I was making a video for a nonprofit educational company. And when I was out in Senegal, I met a group of kids my own age who were the very first from their village to ever go to school. So the project just started from this friendship, and I eventually got funding from my college to go back to Africa, and I made a short documentary with my friends, the first-generation students, and over the years, that grew into the story.
Alexi, you bring a female perspective to those issues. How did you connect with the women in the African villages in order to bring a female perspective to this, if that was what happened?
I never got to go to Senegal with Jeremy. My role in helping adapt the documentary into the fiction film was heavily focused on developing the relationships in the film. And for me, what I found was that the relationships between two sisters or a mother-daughter in Africa are not so different at their core than a relationship that I'm familiar with. So I think in terms of bringing that female perspective, it was really about bringing those relationships out in a way that anyone could relate to, just like sisters or mother-daughter.
And how do the relationships in the film in Senegal and the upcoming film set on the track community in Eugene overlap?
They're similar in that they both star young girls growing up in these very specific worlds. So Eugene, Oregon is a very unique place, just like their village and their situation being the first generation of women to go to school.
The core theme of Tall as the Baobab Tree is about growing up and finding your footing in a new world. So specifically in the story, we follow two young girls who are the first to become educated. Their parents have never been educated before. And how does that feel as you become an adult, fundamentally different from everybody else in your family? When we were developing the story, we really tried to focus in on the emotional core of that. So it's not a human rights piece about early marriage. That's part of the content of the story. But really what the film is about is how does it feel to grow up and be different from everybody else? And I think that core feeling is what we, as artists, bring with us from project to project.
What aspects of the runner's life and this town do you want to make sure this movie communicates?
My experience here has been as a runner, and it's a place unlike any other in that it embraces the sport of running in a way that maybe another place embraces football. And at the same time, Eugene has this other side to it, the Saturday market, more hippie side, if you will. And I think our film really highlights both of these sides of Eugene, because the main character maybe represents the running athletic side, and the boy she falls for, who works at a bakery, maybe represents the other side of Eugene.
One thing that's special about Tall as the Baobab Tree is that when you watch the film, it really takes you to this very specific place of this village in Senegal. And so when we were making Track Town, one of the things we wanted to make sure we did was that we wanted to make a film that when you watch it, you know you're watching a story that takes place in Eugene, Oregon.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Jeremy Teicher and Alexi Pappas, whose film Tall as the Baobab Tree will be featured in this year's Cinema Pacific Film Festival on Thursday, April 30th at 6:45 p.m. at the Bijou Art Cinemas in Eugene. They'll also give an illustrated presentation there about their forthcoming film, Tracktown. For information on their film, see tallasthebaobabtree.com and tracktownmovie.com. For information on the festival, which runs now through May 3rd, see cinemapacific.uoregon.edu. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.